What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right. You, Rachel, along with listeners, will get to answer this game. It's called Which of Us. I'm going to give you a sentence, and then you say which of us it applies to.
Oh, cool.
Okay. 1-800-947-3979. You can text it or you can call if you would like to participate. Ready? Which of us? Rachel, which of us will have the smallest crowd at our funeral?
Hot wings.
Oh, man.
All those hot takes. He's bound to make some people too angry to go see him.
That's a good point.
That's probably
you think it will be? Hot wings, do you think you'll have the smallest funeral crowd?
Yes, probably. I think I have the least amount of relationships, I think. And Steve's got the Jersey thing going. You know, out there, people give envelopes when people get married and die and everything. You know? I mean, like, people just show up.
The
like,
mafia will be at my funeral.
Whole towns just show up to bury the little guy, right?
Hey, there's 8 waste management trucks outside for Steve.
Yeah,
are they taking his body away? No, to bring in the envelopes.
Like, it's another excuse to have a parade in a town.
Oh, if I had a
Kelly's
Jersey loves
packed
parade.
With all of her ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, I mean, she's
and girlfriends.
She's got them all
Stop
over.
Stop putting me in a box.
I mean, it wouldn't matter.
So many
won't matter what
there.
State you die in. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got hoes in different area codes. My funeral's going to be fine. It'll be a party.
Now you know tons of people.
That's just from moving around as much
as
I've moved around.
Even here, you have more relationships here, like not relationships like sexual, but just knowing people relationships than I have, and I've been here way longer.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I have good friends, but it's a much smaller group.
The only reason I'm not going to be last is because I have so many kids. And Kayla's family's large.
Yeah, my family is tiny.
Yeah.
My friend group is small and my family is small, so it won't be big. So you're right.
Rachel, which of us would have one of our legs amputated in exchange for $10
million? Kelly. $10 million? Hell yeah.
Really?
Heck yeah.
You know how many side hustles she has. You know that this
right.
girl is money motivated. She's willing to hustle, and if it includes cutting off a leg, I'm not going to be surprised if Kelly comes in crutches.
Good luck for old Ross with his rural salsa empire.
He'd love it.
I know.
Is it 10 mil after taxes? Like I'm clearing 10 mil?
I don't know. What's the lowest number you'd chop a leg off for? A million?
10 mil? I wouldn't do it for under $10 million.
What if I can get funding for 9.5?
All the way up, right?
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, it was easy.
What about 8.5?
But no, the 9.5 has to include the like awesome prosthetic. Like it's got to be included.
But even if it doesn't, I would bet that for a couple hundred thousand, you could probably get a badass prosthetic.
I'm not spending
if somebody made it from scratch you know, it was like the high-tech one that had all the nerve endings and everything hooked up.
See, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't want to spend $100,000. I'll just, you know, do that weird thing where they tie a knot in the jeans and you just know that I got half a leg. I'm sorry.
Is that something they do?
Not me, man.
Tie a knot in the jeans?
Yeah,
that's what she just said. You heard it.
Sometimes,
you know, you don't want to cut your pants.
All right, Rachel, which of us would change our life the least if we won $50 million?
Steve.
Not a chance.
He's the one who's like, I would tell you to F off before the money hit the bank account.
I would build a tower to the stars. I would have such stupid purchases.
Well, then if it's not Steve, it's Hot Wings.
No, I agree with that.
I don't know. I feel like...
I mean, I would definitely buy cars, but yeah. I don't think I would change my lifestyle all that much. I would just have more things to drive.
Yeah.
And I would get a different house with a little more property.
Well, hardly anything changing.
But you know, some people would go, oh, I'm going to go buy a mansion, and I'm going to buy a Learjet. And, like, I wouldn't do that stuff.
You just said you'd get a bigger house and a place to keep all your cars you're going to buy.
I said a different house, not a bigger house.
I'd have a jet.
It would be... Oh,
yeah, but jet.
I would.
You'd be broke in a minute. $50 million, you're going to have a jet?
You can get a jet for a couple million.
Yeah,
no,
you just buy
first-class tickets.
Yeah.
For you and not your kids.
No. Yeah. No, I want a jet.
You give Steve enough money, he'll tattoo his eyeballs.
Ooh.
Oh, she thinks you two are money motivated.
Eyeballs, but yeah, I have that eye thing.
Yeah, but for 50
million. How much would we have to pay you to get you to even watch a video of someone getting their eyeball tattooed?
It would be up there.
It'd be pretty high.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, Rachel, which of us is most likely to stop in a park and watch two dogs having sex?
Free beer. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You'd say that,
pervert.
Like you were thinking it.
Yeah, I think we were all thinking it.
Yeah.
What kind of dogs? Wait, no. Which of us steals the most items from hotels?
Kelly.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stock up for the Airbnb, and I'm so bad. When I leave hotels, I'll go up to the front desk and I'll say, I loved that shampoo. Like, do y'all have extras? And they just give you like a shampoo and conditioner. I'm not telling them I'm leaving. I'm not like, I don't have my backpacks over my shoulder.
That's not stealing.
I'm just like, no. Oh, y'all got Neutrogena. Here's my favorite. Do y'all have extra shampoo and conditioner? Sure, here's the lotion too. And then I throw it in the like big pile for, did you forget something for my Airbnb? It's so great.
Stealing is the time we went to a radio conference back when, like 2003, and we used my card for incidentals for the hotels because I had booked them. And then I got like literally checks from the other gang on the show. And somehow I got charged for an iron from one of the rooms later. And still to this day, no one will admit to have stolen an iron from the hotel room.
That was pre-me.
It was.
I think you can feel pretty confident that it wasn't me.
I do.
Well then.
I do.
Okay.
Rachel, which of us irons clothes nude?
Free beer.
I have. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Aw.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Do any of us iron besides me and Kelly? How maybe for
it's rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very rare. I used to more. We used to dress up.
Why
more
did you
for
say
dude.
I iron? Because I'm the
You're
woman.
You're a
in the
gal?
I don't iron. I steam. I use a little travel steamer, and it's so much quicker than ironing.
I don't
so
have
much easier.
Yeah, I don't own an iron.
Don't
right
do it
now.
Naked, though, because, man, hot steam up against just naked flesh it's not a good combination.
It's like cooking bacon nude. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Don't. Don't.
Got a bad idea written all over it.
Yeah.
Which of us is the worst loser?
Oh, man. Hot Wings is a really bad loser.
I mean, what evidence would you possibly have of that from less than 1 hour ago?
I mean, that is what I'm thinking
That's
of.
Because I didn't lose.
That's what someone who's a poor loser always says.
You just justify your reasoning all the time when you do lose.
I think Kelly probably is a pretty close second on that one.
Yeah, I don't like to lose.
Okay, I was going to say.
If you ask Kelly, she has never lost.
Yeah. Kelly's a cheater. Like, at least I don't cheat.
I've lost, but with a winner's attitude.
Wait,
not
what?
Really. No. What? I've lost with a loser's attitude. I get pissed when I lose, especially if I know that I'm good at something and then I lose. I'm talking so much smack to everybody, but I'm really just saying the things out loud that I'm feeling internally.
I mean, losing at something you're good at, though, is soul-crushing in
it's
a way.
It's very, very frustrating.
Particularly for me, because I like to talk smack beforehand about how I'm going to crush you, and then I don't, and then I'm just talking smack.
Like, what do you talk smack at?
Everything.
Anything? Board games?
Everything. You put a challenge in front of my face, I'm talking smack. Board games, yes. Because I just like to talk smack. If you play too slow, I don't like that.
Oh, I hate that.
If you talk about everybody's turn out loud, like, oh, you sure you want to do that? Or, oh, look who's doing this.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't like the constant psych out person.
Yeah, like, stop it.
Okay.
Shut up. You're going to lose anyway.
Quiet.
Rachel, which of us is most likely to get hurt while showering?
Aw, free beer.
No way.
You literally passed out, like, in the shower. Yeah. You've talked about this.
Not in the shower.
Yeah, you hit your head on the toilet.
You almost cut off your finger in a window.
Opening a window.
Not in the bathroom.
Like, you looked at me like I just said the most ridiculous thing in the
world. I did, and then you guys provided, a lot of evidence pretty quickly that makes me back down. So, yeah, I did. I've passed out twice in the bathroom. The first time, I hit my tailbone so hard, I had to bring a pillow on the airplane for 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
And the second time, I passed out nude after meeting my now wife.
She was telling me about that the last time she was
here. What in the hell would that be coming up for?
Why wouldn't it?
God. Swear word. Why is that a thing that happened?
Hey, Rachel,
see that little bitch
through the window?
That's probably what was said. I don't think it's out of the question.
He went night-night when his pants were off.
Aww.
That is, you want to talk vulnerable. Be nude with someone you haven't been dating that long, and then pass out on the floor when you like it really cold to sleep, and you can barely talk, and then say, please find me a blanket. I'm really cold.
I need a blankie.
While she's saying, can I get dressed first? I'm cold too, and I'm moving.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say that. She was much more caring than that.
Now look at this.
Yeah, right? It's all working out, except she comes in here and sabotages me. Rachel, which of us is most likely to believe deep in our heart that we have a rare disease when no disease is had?
I was going to say you, free beer, but then Steve had the fart attack, and it might be Steve.
I've thought about that before. Do I have some brain condition that just no one has told me about yet?
They haven't discovered it.
They know about it. Everyone knows about it.
We know about it.
You're all just like, oh, that's
weird. We tell you every day. You just forget.
It's 51st dates.
You've got a weird brain blind spot for your.
If you would just listen to some of the best
demise.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.